News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Part of our series, Reimagining Ireland, we're today looking at our culture. Should our museums and cultural institutions be free entry for the public all year round? That is the view of Donal Fallon, historian, presenter of the Three Castles Burning podcast, who has a background in museum studies and has worked with several museums in Dublin. Donal Fallon, why do you support free entry for our museums?
Isn't it nice to be talking about the future and where we're going to be going post kind of pandemic and how society could look? I think, you know, there's a lot of discussion around the value of things, not just in terms of their financial value, but in terms of the benefits in terms of education, mental health and other things in spaces like museums. And I think there's something that we really took for granted. And many of them, to their credit, in Ireland and internationally, have really gone online. The National Gallery have done a remarkable job putting hundreds of great pieces online, high resolution, free to download and view. But, you know, they're the kind of spaces that offer just incredibly important educational opportunities, not just with schools, but I've seen the effect that they've had on things like men's sheds, retirement groups, and they're just such a priceless social value.
Okay, it is a lovely idea, and I think most people agree with that. I suppose, look, the problem with all these things is the cost. Is it going to be prohibitive to do it? Will it require a huge government subvention to do it?
Well, this is a discussion that's going on everywhere, and most famously in the news in recent times, the Met in New York City, which is such an incredible place. I mean, if you've ever visited the Metropolitan Museum of Art, it stays with you for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
They abandoned their policy, which was always kind of pay what you want on the door, in favour of kind of $25 standard admission. So it isn't surprising, you know, in light of the pandemic, that museums have had to kind of think more and more about these financial questions. But I suppose the big question is, what is the primary mission of the museum community? If there is a museum community in the broad sense, and I would say our mission is to make objects accessible to the public. And there is always that awareness that high admission fees will cut down on the number of people who will come into the institution. So on one level, I think the social good that is done is worth paying for and is worth budgeting for.
Is it too ambitious? Is the word? Is it too ambitious to aim for free for everyone?
I don't feel it is. I mean, I think the idea that's been pushed in several states in the US is where they have state museums which are free to visit for those who live in the state, and visitors pay an admission fee. I know that's also increasingly being done in European cities like Berlin. So there's an interesting dimension there where we can consider, what if these museums are free at the point of access to certain groups in society, and tourists, who are often, you know, in particular the diaspora, more than willing to put their hands into their pockets and to support those kind of institutions when they're here. But another good compromise, and you see this done very well in the National Gallery and also in IMA, is where the broad collection, you know, the permanent collection, which is owned by us, the taxpayer, is free to visit at all times. And then you get these great exhibitions, if you will, kind of sideline exhibitions that change, often very international in focus, which you can pay an additional admission cost into. So I think keeping the core collections open to the public on a free basis is very, very important.
And I suppose the final point, and maybe we've kind of touched on this already, I mean, the worry would be that it would starve, like the same argument about third level fees, that if everything is free, it'll starve museums of funds. Like, for example, if there's an economic recession or whatever, the first thing that'll be cut is funding of museums and so on, and they'll end up being not very good because of that.
And look, the costs are plentiful. And I mean, when you walk into a museum, some of the costs are immediately clear. You know, people see things like display cases, they see printed materials on the wall. What they don't tend to see is the really expensive stuff, you know, in terms of preservation and the like that goes on too. So when we talk about free access to museums and you know, or versus the argument of charging into museums, I think it's important that one doesn't replace the other, if that makes sense, that, you know, that the state funding will always be guaranteed and will always take precedence over anything else.
Okay, we will leave it there. Donal Fallon, historian, presenter of the Three Castles Burning podcast, who has a background in museum studies. Thank you indeed for talking to us this morning. Our series, Reimagining Ireland, will continue across News Talk over the coming weeks. We'll be looking at how we can change some of the most important facets of our life, from health to housing to socialising to work. We'd love to know your ideas. You can email reimaginingireland@newstalk.com.